Moncrief on News Talk.
The Paris Olympics aren't too far away, and the organisers have released some details of what the opening ceremony will be like on July 26th. Most of it won't take place in the stadium, but on the water. Philip Barker is editor of the Journal of Olympic History. Afternoon, Philip.
Good afternoon.
So the opening, as I understand it, the opening ceremony in Paris, it won't be really the stadium we're looking at. It's more the River Seine.
Absolutely. The organisers have described it as an unprecedented artistic concept. And that means that instead of the usual parade that we get of the nations into the stadium, we will have a flotilla of boats on the River Seine, making a journey of 6 kilometres from Pont d'Austerlitz to the Pont d'Iéna, which is very close to the Trocadero and the Eiffel Tower. And the whole ceremony is going to take something in the order of 4 hours to complete. So it's going to be spectacular. It's a high-risk strategy because no one's ever done anything quite like this before. But if it comes off, then people will be talking about this for many years to come.
Yeah. Though, didn't they do something like this in London? They had David Beckham.
Oh, yes. Everybody knows that James Bond was involved as well, going to Buckingham Palace, and the Queen was very enthusiastic to participate in that. And we also heard skydiving out of the helicopter, or at least Her Majesty's stunt double. And then Beckham was in the speedboat bringing the flame up from Tower Bridge. It arrived there earlier in the day, and it was brought up under the Tower Bridge, which has the Olympic rings, and up to the stadium, where it was met outside by the former great Olympic champions and people like Sir Stephen Redgrave and others, who all nominated a young person to actually light the cauldron. So every city tries to do something a little bit special. You know, back in 1988, they actually had a flotilla, water skiers, even a mascot skiing on the water on the Han River outside the Olympic Stadium in Seoul. So everybody tries to do something a little bit unusual to get the games underway. And I think this is Paris's way of making sure that their games are going to be memorable. They talk of them as being wide open games, and they want to make these games as accessible to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
This is one of the means they can use to do it.
Now, and have they given any indication of, you know, when people come along on July 26th, what they're going to see on the river? Will it just be athletes on barges waving at them, or something a bit more spectacular than that?
Well, they put out these rather tantalising artistic impressions of what's going to happen. My feeling is there'll be some breaking there. Breakdancing is one of the new sports in the Games for Paris. And it's hard to see an opening ceremony that won't have some kind of visual reference to that. All along the river, they're going to have great big giant television screens so that people can see what's going on as it passes them. Because if you've ever been at something like a Grand Prix or even the marathon, once the athletes and the drivers go past, that's it until they come around again. So they want to make sure that everybody's engaged. They were talking in terms of 500,000 people on the banks of the Seine before. I think they've scaled that back because of security considerations, but they are actually starting to prepare the lower banks later this week. The work is going to begin. And then in about a month's time, when they've done all the preparations, the areas will be closed off to the public until the ceremony takes place.
And for people who want to be spectators, is it the case that they have to buy tickets for this?
Yeah, the tickets, the most expensive ticket, I was looking on the website this morning and it says unavailable at the moment. So whether they've managed to sell them, but you're looking in the order of €2,500 if you really want the absolutely bang top seat. So can I put you down for six?
Oh, yeah, that'd be fantastic. Now, as you said, security concerns. Do they have, if something bad happens, do they have a contingency plan? Can they change this?
Well, nobody is talking about it. Emmanuel Macron, the French president, was saying that he did have concerns. And clearly it's got to be in the back of their minds. all the sources are being reported in the papers. I mean, they're all coming out with these poker face that the thing will go ahead, just as we had before Tokyo when they were talking about cancelling it and then possibly the games not happening at all. The officials don't want to give any indication that they have any doubt, even whatever they might be feeling in private. The Paralympic opening ceremony, I understand, is to take place at the Stade de France and indeed the closing ceremonies of both games. So you would think that they would have, they probably got some idea, well, how's this going to work if we have to translate it to the stadium? They have a vast team on all these things, and I can't imagine that they wouldn't have some kind of contingency plan. It's just they're not telling anybody about it.
Yeah, and I imagine they're probably not thanking President Macron this morning, given that he just called a general election to take place between now and then. That's going to...
Well, it's like in Great Britain at the moment. We've got a general election slap bang in the middle of the Euros, so... The puns about taking your eye off the ball, it's probably not ideal, I would have thought, but at least everything is now in place. I kind of think that these games, there's been a lot of negativity about them. And there are always these four portents of disaster about any Olympics or any big sporting event. Oh, it's all going wrong. We had it in London. They even had it in Sydney. Now, Sydney are now regarded as one of the greatest Olympic games they've ever had. But in the months before, people weren't confident that that was going to happen. And, you know, I think that the goodwill that you get in an Olympics, I mean, we've just seen over the weekend that wonderful photograph of the Irish relay team who could jump highest after they won the gold medal. And I think once everything comes into place and people get together and start talking, it's going to be blue skies. But yes, I mean they're drafted. They've got I think it's something in the order of a 6-hour flight exclusion zone over pretty much most of northern France as a security measure for this. Crazy. On the day of the opening ceremony. Estimates. 45,000 police or gendarmes and other security personnel securing the area around the Olympic opening ceremony. And of course, the river, it's if you ever go to an opening ceremony of an Olympic Games and you've ever been through an airport, you'll experience a very similar procedure because you have to put all your belongings, your water and everything else into one of these magnetic machines that they scan. You're not allowed to take certain items in, things that might be deemed to be harmful. And so the security is very, very tight when people enter. So those who get in onto the banks of the River Seine will be very, very tightly controlled and will have been scanned by the security before they go in.
And from the point of view of ordinary Parisians, though, I suppose... they already are probably reminded on a daily basis, certainly if you're in the centre of Paris, they've erected these Olympic rings on the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, it took four cranes and about 30 people last week. They really are massive. They're in the order of, I think it's, let me get it right, 29 metres across, 13 metres high. So these are sort of hanging down over the first sort of stage of the Eiffel Tower. So it's going to make a fantastic image that everybody will remember. You may recall that in Sydney, they had them on the Harbour Bridge. And even then, the organisers had to be persuaded and almost tricked into putting them up there because they thought they weren't going to work. They were costing too much for what they were going to be. And eventually, they became one of the abiding images of those Sydney games. We had them in London on the Tower Bridge and also at St. Pancras Station to welcome all the visitors in. So I think this is going to be a great photo opportunity. Everybody's going to be making a beeline to the Eiffel Tower just to get their photograph in front of the Olympic rings.
Indeed.
Who knows? We don't know where the Olympic flame's going to be yet. There have been hints it's going to be somewhere around there, possibly in the area of the Louvre. We just don't know. I think they're going to throw us something at the end that will surprise everybody.
We look forward to that. Philip Barker is editor of the Journal of Olympic History. Philip, thanks a million.
Pleasure.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.